I'm still wearing a pain patch for a sore spot, but I can walk without trouble. I walked around the sites at the foot of Vesuvius, and I walked around the old city in Naples, worried only about the movement of motor vehicles, not about motor movement. By the end of my visit, I was like the natives as I stared down hosts of killer vespas to stride across the road. At Pompeii, it is amazingly atmospheric to stroll down the straight streets of the Roman city and to rendezvous in the Forum, where so many people before us arranged to meet, many swapping dialogues of the deaf about their respective illnesses, I imagine. We see the whorehouses, the individual cells, and I use the word advisedly, where poor whores serviced poor whores look pretty uncomfortable. I hope the cushion had been invented to come between their weary bones and the stone bed beneath. And I hope neither party in the transaction had to endure sciatica. But the magic of medical intervention has combined with the magic of the Amalfi Coast. For the first time in 3 months, I cease feeling sorry for myself. The people of Pompeii were boiled in lava, the people of Herculaneum mummified in ash. It kind of puts aches and pains into perspective. In Sorrento, I even pop into the cathedral, but I'm put off by the main cult, local boy, Padre Pio.